Day 16, No Graven Image, Part 1. Read Romans chapter 3, verses 3 through 4, and Exodus 20, verses 3 through 4. Author Elizabeth Elliot had both the credibility and the agility of mind and pen to speak concerning suffering. Her first husband was savagely martyred, her second died of cancer, and her third cared for her through a long, debilitating illness which took her in 2015. Evidence of the hard storyline Elliot's life took is that a novel she published, which closely mirrored her own story, was met with criticism by the Christian public at the time. The primary complaint about the book entitled No Graven Image was that it wasn't believable. Certainly, God would never subject one of his choice servants to such adversity. Obviously, those who complained, one, were not familiar with Elliot's own story, and two, didn't enjoy having their own graven images of what God is really like challenged. Elliot welcomed the criticism, which only confirmed the book's premise that God is who he is, does as he wills, and answers to no one but himself. Any other God we erect in our hearts is a graven image. How do our own concepts of God stand against the tests of the scriptures and of life? Have we built enough mystery into our faith so that we are unshaken by a God who, for example, tells the Israelites to draw close to him at the mount and then terrifies them? Exodus 20, verses 18 through 19. Heals Naaman's leprosy, but inflicts it on Elisha's servant. 2 Kings 5. Promises to answer prayer, John 14, 14, yet sometimes is silent. Promises to never leave us, Hebrews 13, 5, yet sometimes it feels as if he is absent. Bottom line, allows seemingly bad things to happen to good people. Have you noticed how the God we erect in our hearts usually looks strangely like ourselves, following our logic, acting as we think best? Then, when we expect God will zig, but instead he zags, we are hurt, disillusioned, even offended. Such responses, and we've all had them, are evidence of a faulty view of God, a graven image. Even Job slipped up on this point. Romans 3:4 says, "Let God be true and every man a liar." Imagine how different life would be if we could be so deeply planted in biblical faith that all God allows, good or hard, we're equally met in our hearts with worship and awe, especially when it is different from our expectation.